Blog Talk Radio.
Man, Street Gospel number 18. All right, number 18, man. Today, we'll get into the sky report. What's happening out there in the sky? And today is the first of a 12-week series that I'm gonna put together specifically for you. especially those of you that are in the networks, which I'll explain in a second, where you can get the inner dynamics of working with this, working with yourself and understanding how to chart this energy for your own. In this particular case, I can really use it here, your own inner standing, all right? So before we get into all that, of course, visit the website, www.myastrologycoach.com. Several things going on. First up, I want to say next Friday or this Friday that's coming up, me and Keisha will be back on the air at 12 noon East Coast time. So Friday's the feel-good day, the Venus day, your beauty day, your relationship day, your money day. Fridays we're going to be on, and we'll be giving free consultations. The Astro Tarot Hour is back, all right? You better get in where you fit in, because I cannot promise you how long I'll be able to do that show. So, you know, we took a nine-month hiatus, and we back, man. So it's going to be good to be back. But definitely call in. You want to, if you're calling in on that show, word to the wise, you want to call in 15 minutes early. That's the soonest they allow you to call in. So you want to call in 15 minutes before 12, so 11:45 a.m. East Coast time on Friday if you want a free consultation. I am back now also doing the double dose, where for a while I have been off from doing consultations almost for a year now. I have not been available doing personal one-on-one conversations with people, doing consultation only to those that have been in the network. So I'm back on that as well. You'll see I'm on a double dose, me and Keisha, by far. You basically buy one reading, get one free is what's taking place there. So we have a 30-minute option, an hour option, and even, I believe, a two-hour option as well. Also, mark your calendars for the Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. All right. Stay by your emails, because I'm going to email y'all a promo code that you have to type in when you put things in your shopping cart. When you're ready to check out, it's an option right by the shopping cart on the left-hand side to say enter promo code. That is going to go out via email, all right? So you'll get a promo code probably the day of Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving Day, that Thursday, you'll get a promo code, and it expires that Saturday. So you'll have all Thanksgiving and all day Friday to make a purchase where it'd be 40% off of the things that you put in your chart. For most things, and some of the things are not available, but when you check out, you'll see what it is. So it's just a thank you to all of you for the support that you have done and given us over the years and thus far. All right, so stay by your emails, because I'm going to email a promo code to you. All right, if you're not on the mailing list, simply just go to myastrologycoach.com, scroll down on the bottom right-hand side to say join the mailing list. Bam, I'll put you there. All right. So be on the lookout for that, all right? Also, we have an Astro Tarot Network, which is different from my Private Star Network. My Private Star Network is only $19.99 a month, where you get astro-generated reports and audio reports that show you how to interpret this energy, but, you know, it's personal stuff that deals specifically with you, obviously. So it's a daily horoscope for the month, every single day, especially with the moon. The moon moves on an average of 13 degrees a day. Very fast. She's always making some type of geometrical angle called an aspect to a planet in your chart, thus producing potentially an emotional response. So it's just highlighted with a whole bunch of energy. So you get two personal reports, one called the detail report, another one called the monthly highlight, where it's not as condensed. It just talks about the general things that's going on for the month. You get a retrograde report for all the planets for a whole year. And you also get, obviously, the current moon phase that is coming up for the month. And, you know, a one-on-one 30-minute consultation with me, and that's just a touch base on anything you want to know. All right, I make myself available to those in the network, and that's why I took a break from doing consultations to the general public. One day I really get into why it's time for me to come back and how it was revealed, but it's a lot of fluff out here. And some beings have finally silenced a few people, and we're waiting for that move to happen and whatnot. So it's just the truth, you know what I mean? So Be on the lookout, man, because there's a lot of stuff that's just about to come, all right? So that's the Private Astro Network. The Astro Tarot Network is where me and Keisha are there. You get the same astro reports. However, instead of the 30-minute consultation with me, you now get that with Keisha. So now you're getting the best of both worlds where you get the personal astro reports, but you get a live 30-minute consultation with Keisha on a monthly basis. And then also part of that is anytime I do audio reports or conference calls, and sometimes I hold conference calls throughout the week at 12 noon, private conference call with people that's in the network, you would be invited to that as well. Even though in the Astro Tarot Network, I am not your one-on-one person. However, if you do have questions, you will feel free to hit me up. And then also, like I said, when I hold the conference calls and things like that, any reports that I send out on the audio aspect that's additional outside of what you normally get on a monthly basis, you will be included in that as well. So now you're getting two services in the Astro Tarot Network. It's phenomenal. Keisha is very underpriced for her rate, man, for her skill, rather. She was only at $60 for 30 minutes, and now you're getting Astro Reports and Keisha Live on a monthly basis for only $45 a month. So if you one of those people who you know like to get the monthly updates and whatnot, you will save a lot of money by joining the Astro Tarot Network, all right? So that's there as well. You just visit My Astrology Coach and click on memberships, all right? What else we got going on, man? A lot of stuff, man. I'm back. Like I said, I'm doing consultations again, so you'll see something on the consultation tab. I have one that's really dealing with Kabbalistic astrology where I pretty much am about to start giving you everything that I know. All right, I do not want to be the, you know, and I understand everybody can do it and it's not their job, but as an Aquarius, I just don't want to be the only one that's taking pictures and divine light beings is popping up, nor do I just want to keep it in-house where, you know, they popping up next to Jew and they're in the backyard of Keisha, you know what I'm saying, or it's all when we get together. I understand why they're doing it, why these beings are showing up, but it's now been time, I've been commissioned now at this particular time to dispose, or I'm sorry, not dispose, but give you this disclose this information to you right now in these particular consultations. A lot of things that people don't know and understanding the motion of the wheel, meaning the motion of the earth around the sun, and understanding that these angelic stations are fixed stations. Some of these angels rock with you for your whole lifetime. Some of them come to see you for a year, and they come out, and then they go through different posts, because an angel is nothing more than a physical manifestation of a fixed angle of light within, if you want to call it 360 degrees, and understanding what ray of light that you're walking in and whatnot. So we're going to really get into this whole thing and try to give it to you. I did a show, I can't remember what number it was, that really dealt with how to do this divining technique for yourself. But anyway, so I'm doing a Kabbalistic astral reading where I'm going to give you everything. If I got to compose the angelic Hebrew script, which I'm very good at, which I love to do, I may have to mail that one to you, and you know, on parchment paper. And if you do get it, I want you to mail it and frame it immediately and whatnot. Because it was with that particular script, I never forget that me and Minister Jew was on the phone. If you see that picture, if you go to it on myastrologycoach.com, click on consultations, and you select the reading with me, I put a collage of pictures with me with light. And you see the eyes in the heaven. The eyes in the heavens opened up because it was an angelic script that I composed and laminated and I had in the window and, you know, I'm saying certain prayers and whatnot. And the Creator has been, you know, magnificent for us and decided to show himself to us on that particular day. So it's just some of these things that I choose to impart and share with people, because never before have I really done such and whatnot, because it's a lot, but you have to sincerely want it. And what I had to do was just slow some things down, and you'd be surprised. A lot of people don't want help. A lot of people just want to suck your energy, and they don't even know it themselves because they don't necessarily have the willpower to overcome the obstacles. They're not really trying to and whatnot, so which is a whole other story and whatnot. Also, it's something else that's called soul retrieval work. I talked about that a little bit last week when I brought Sister Rashida on. You can listen to that show and what that is. So that is now available. However, I do have to put a disclaimer there. If you're going for that particular aspect, that requires a private interview screening process first, because my spirit won't allow me to work with just any and everybody just because you want it done. It's really, you have to really be going through something where it's warranted, where we can go there. This is just not one of those cool things you get and you want to do it and whatnot. It does not work like that. So read the, it'll be up there later today. You're going to have to read that disclaimer carefully if you want to go back into the Akashic record. We're talking about going into your soul's memory. You have to have sufficient reason why, and pretty much I have to know that you're on stable ground to be able to make that particular journey, all right? So that's available as well. We're having a double book release, man, on February the 3rd. Mark your calendar now. I don't have a flyer up, man, but I will. Mark your calendars for February the 3rd. That's a Sunday. We'll be in the Chi-Town at the Illinois Institute of Technology, myself and the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister has a book called The Priesthood Book of Symbols, where he's going to show you all of the signs, physical, actual proof of his own work, our work, collectively, as well, of how the angels and the divine beings pop up in our physical reality. Proof, pictures, show you the signs, the symbols, what to look for. All right? Very important, especially if you are from the Western mystery schools of Freemasonry. How do I know you to be a Mason? By certain signs and symbols. What is a sign? You know, then give me a sign. You know what I mean? So it's a certain thing that we go through where we're giving each other hand gestures, signs, and whatnot to communicate what degree that we're on. Well, that's how the celestial beings work and interface with this physical matrix. So be on the lookout for that book. That's going to be a phenomenal book. It's going to basically look like a yearbook because it's just going to be some caption on where we were, where we were at, what was going on, what was on our mind, what the conversation was, and voila, magic. There it is. Here it is popping up in our awareness in the physical form, all right? So it's going to show you that. That's the Priesthood Book of Symbols. Again, that's going to release February 3rd, along with my book, which is called the I'm dealing with the 42 Name of God, The Missing Mother, where I show you in the prayer called the Anna Bakor. Y'all know it. A lot of you know it as the Miracle Prayer. There are a few letters that are missing, but it's one that's missing in particular. And it's the mother of the mothers, and that is the letter Mem, which represents water. And in Hebrew, there are three letters that make up the mother letters. Air, which is Aleph. Aleph equals air. Shin is fire, and Mem is water. So these three letters we call the mother letters because everything in creation has an elemental composition. So the next set of letters, the seven letters, the double letters correspond to the seven planets. But when you look at a planet in its nature, it still has to have an elemental makeup. And then the remaining 12 letters, single letters, correspond to the zodiac signs. And we know that the zodiac signs fall inside of an element. All right? So therefore, everything has an element at the core. So the element is the base of everything in creation. So therefore, the mother letters are the base. Well, when you understand Aleph, Mem, and Shin, air, water, and fire, and you take Mem out, or you look at Mem, we call these the mother letters. Water has always been synonymous with a feminine energy. Obviously, we come out of water and whatnot. So that's the mother of the mother letters to me. It makes sense. It's the mother of the mother letters. For the priest to specifically not put the mother of the mother letters but have the remaining two there, Aleph and Shin, my question became, why did they do that? And when I looked at the prayer and started grading it off and doing sequence mathematics, she's all in the prayer, but she's not there by, obviously, by the letter. She's there by repetition. The very construct of the prayer is feminine. It goes back to the Divine Mother. I am going to show you that they purposely knew that and did it that way. It's phenomenal how brilliant and intelligent these priests were when dealing with this. And you want to talk about divine feminine. I'm going to show you what divine feminine is all about with this particular prayer, all right? So, again, both of these are going to release on February the 3rd, and we also probably have an online early pre-order aspect of it, and we'll keep you up to date with that as well, all right? What else we got going on? Hit the events tab, man, because we got the Spring Equinox 2014 big Going to New Orleans, so it's called the Big Easy Magic Tour. So that's going to be available. It's already available, rather, man. New Orleans is going to be off the hook. I keep explaining what it is. I'm quite sure you have it by now, so I'm not going to explain it. It's just you should be there. You should already know the work we do. If you don't know, only thing you got to do, man, like I say now is, make people show their work. That's what it's about. Show me. Don't tell me. Don't tell me a book you read. Don't show me somebody else's YouTube video. Show me your work. And that's why I put that picture out there, because I'm going to show you my work. I'm speaking from my own experience, all right? So New Orleans, I'm telling you, you want to be there, because we already know it's a spiritual vortex. That in itself should just tell you why you should be there. And the mere fact that Beyonce knocked the lights out last year tells you that it's something going on there, all right? So we there in the springtime. Registration is $99. Just go to the website, click on the registration tab, man, ASAP. And we always have a phenomenal time when we get together and we do these things, but this one here is going to be off the chain. Denver, Colorado, man, I'm going to keep y'all updated with that. We have a property out in Denver called the Inner Peace Lighthouse. It's a place where you can come. Pretty much it is what it says. It's the Inner Peace Lighthouse where you come and get some quiet time up in the mountains, man. We 5,280 feet above sea level. We're doing a lot of Rocky Mountain work this year. Coming up in 2014, the Grand Canyon is at the bottom. I'm going to take you to some ancient sites that are there as well, and just a lot of high elevation. High elevation, man. We're going to do a lot of high elevation work out in Denver, all right? So if you're interested and you just need to get away and, you know, you just want some peace and quiet, that information to be available, and I'm going to send that out via email again, where pretty much you can come and you can stay there for a week, and we also have some curriculum design where you can stay there much longer than that if need be, all right? So it's going to be 2014 is very promising. It's the year of Osiris. It's the year that 2013, this year, was all about the divine feminine coming back into her power. For us, is there. Because, you know, we got the 2013, 2014 moon calendar that's there. But every time we get together, we're blessed to have a double portion of the divine feminine energy, what's called the Shekinah, along with us. And I do make the comparison, and I do, because I'm an astrologer. I make observation, and when I'm observing inside of what we call consciousness and information, I see majority of these places have a lot of masculine energy, and masculine energy is great. Is absolutely needed. It's the first principle. I'm just blessed to be on the other side of the ledger here, where we have a lot of divine feminine energy on our side. That's really about putting in the spiritual work and moving in a different fashion to make some things materialize. And speaking of that, visit the website resolution444.com. And I'm going to update y'all on that, because we're actually about to create a council of empress, where the property that we have there, that we probably 9 times out of 10 is going to turn it over to the divine feminine and let the women work and build and do what's necessary and whatnot. Because sometimes when you're dealing with the masculine energy, it can become very egotistical. And you have to ask yourself, since, you know, a lot of people who y'all watch who've been lecturing for years upon years, why have they not yet come together as men to do certain things that you know that's right and productive as a whole? You do have to question the validity of ego, but I will give them a defense mechanism. Ego is good at times, but the defense mechanism I'm going to give is, it's not solely the ego. The truth of the matter is, it's something called fear. And I'll go on the record and I'll say it again. If you're not going to go with me to battle Goliath, I'm not going to go by myself. No, you're going to go with me, and we're going to go all the way to the end. And you're going to Asada Shakur me, you know what I'm saying, then I'm ready. Let's rock. You know, we go burn this damn place down, you know what I mean, in a sense. So true justice can reign throughout the land, and it's called freedom and equality, all right? So, but visit that website, Resolution 444. It's an online petition where, you know, it's just calling for a plan, a POA, a plan of action and whatnot. But be on the lookout for the Council of Empress, man, so we can get a group of intelligent, wise sisters who have the time and who can build in the Detroit area, so we can go up there and we can make it happen. All right? Also, join the Prime Minister. Be on the lookout for this cognitive mapping tour, CMT, where in May of 2014 is going to take you to going to take you down to Atlanta. Going to take you to inside the Federal Reserve Bank to show you how that Skrillex process. Show you how them stacks on stacks on stacks and racks on racks on racks is pressed up. It all correlates with your dreams and your vision and being able also going over to a prestige neighborhood so you can physically canvas the neighborhood so you can step your bars up, man, and acquire the things you want in your life by being a part of the things that's necessary. So you're basically going to go visit your future and the inner workings of the process to get there, you know what I mean? So you're going to go visit that, be in that environment, and then go and top it off with what's called a diamond meditation at one of the spiritual ancient sites that are there, maybe on top of the mountain, to ground the energy off, man. So it's going to be a phenomenal event called the Cognitive Mapping Tour, and that'll be in May of 2014, all right? So with that, let's go ahead and get this party started. I see the priest Levi is in here. So, all right, well, we're going to start out here. All right, so today at, I believe, 4:08 p.m. Eastern time, Mercury will station direct, meaning it's no longer in retrograde, okay? Beware, though, although the retrograde is officially over in a few hours, we are not out of the zone until November the 27th. So you want to write that down. If you don't have a notebook, get a notebook, dedicate your notebook to these astral studies, and simply mark it the Astro Journal. The dates that I give you are celestial markings in space, and you also get to be a part of history where we go back and we can you record history. And speaking of that, I want to give a big shout out to Rabe for being the first one to alert me and post on the website. The biggest storm, typhoon that ever hit the earth since they've been recording these things, that hit the Philippines on Friday the 8th, you will see that on the blog called Portal into the Cosmos, the fourth quarter. I said from November the 3rd to the 8th is when these major storms, earthquakes, other acts of nature, violence, and other things that have actually happened is going to happen within this time frame, the 3rd to the 8th, and that struck on the 8th, all right? So for those of you, you can see it yourself. Again, it's on the blog on myastrologycoach.com. Click on blog, scroll down to the blog that says Portal to the Cosmos fourth quarter. So, and you can see the date that I actually posted it on. I posted that in early November, like November 1st or 2nd or something. So therefore, you know, that it didn't even happen yet. So the exact date that it happened on, that's something that was prophesized about to show you when that was going to happen. And since this made world history, that prediction now makes world history because we predicted something that was going to make world history. You see what I'm saying? So part of your astro journal is, too, and you got to really look at this, because what you have to do, see, we live in a time where astrology has not been pretty much accepted as a science. Now, I would love to be the pioneer in work to say that it should be validated as a science. Barack Obama said something that was very interesting one time when that D.C. Navy Yard incident happened. He said it's like every 3 or 4 months we had to keep going through these rituals. And I said now he understands, now he's paying attention to a current. But it's a science to this. This current is real. You see what I'm saying? My point being, if you have that in your notebook and you literally write the date and then you can go back and write the date that something manifests on, which is later, a day in the future, your children can see that, you see what I'm saying, and archive that and say, wait a minute, my mom, my dad was actually, whatever they was listening to, that was actually recording the future. And they, especially if they can go back via technology or newspaper or whatever to validate or verify the actual event. You see what I'm saying? So this is important, man, because this is like that, it's that ancient knowledge that is now coming back in this time, this day and time. Speaking of that, every morning, go to the website every single morning if you can. Try to start your day off with Started off with prayer, of course, and things that you do. But if you can't, check the Zohar postings that I post every single morning. It's called the Daily Zohar, and I put that on the blog, My Astrology Coach. I am writing them myself, and then I add on at the end and whatnot. The Zohar is said to be a spiritual technology that, see, what you got to understand about the Hebrew language is it encodes cosmic principles. And once you bring these cosmic principles into your life becomes better, more peaceful, all right? More healthier all across the board in all areas of life and whatnot. And I post something on Facebook with the word shalom, which means peace. And it has a meaning when you understand that each letter in Hebrew has a cosmic correspondence. And the letter shin represents fire. Lamed, the L, represents the constellation Libra. The O sound is Taurus, but it's also called the nail or the peg because each letter also has an archetype of what it looks like. So it looks like a nail or a peg, and a nail is something that connects one object to another object. That's what a nail does. So anytime you see the letter vav, you understand that it is connecting one concept, the letter before it, to the next concept, the letter after it. And then you see the last letter in shalom, which is mem, which is the letter M, which is water. So we know that masculine energy is fire, which is the beginning of shalom. And at the end is mem, which is water, which is feminine, which is your emotion, how you feel. Whereas fire could be rage and anger. But the middle is lamed, which is Libra. And vow is connect, right? So if shalom means one who is at peace by the way of their anger and their emotions being properly balanced. You see what I'm saying? Someone whose fire and water is in a balanced state. That's peace. So we're not just saying your peace. See, like I say in English, we'd be like peace. Where my money at, fool? And call you a bad name after that. You know what I'm saying? But when you say shalom, you're literally saying you're expressing something that has cosmic archetypes to it that is instantly meant to stabilize you. Very important to understand that. So when you understand the spiritual technology of the Zohar and these cosmic letters, all right, this is a cosmic imprint that's just raining into your life to give you the things that you're looking for or the things that you need, all right? All right, so start your morning off with that because every morning before 8 a.m., usually it's up before 8 because at 8 a.m. I do my daddy thing, so it's up before 8. Check that out every day, all right, Daily Zohar Read. And check out Hip Hop Astrology. Minister Jew is back, and he's dropping some jewels on these artists and whatnot, man, especially when this Chief Keef Judge show, Chief Keef stopped horsing around, and I'll get into that a little later, man. But check out hiphopastrology.com as well. All right, so we're not out the Mercury retrograde zone until November 27th, all right, but it's over today. So just be mindful, communications. Appear like it's about to go back forward and it's cool and whatnot, but just understand 11/27, we're officially out the zone. Now, let's move to the next planet, Venus, the Zoc. Venus is in Capricorn, been there since the 6th, so about 4 days she's been here in the Cap. Capricorn is all about the success, all about the government, it's all about big business, it's all about responsibility here. It's about being prudent and taking your time, conservative. And again, my favorite word for Capricorn is successful. All right. This is symbolized sometimes by a mountain goat who takes his time one step at a time, very slowly, but will get to the very top of the mountain, which takes skill. And Lord, let me tell you, we climbed Grandfather Mountain, and we weren't even at the top of the top of one of the peaks, but we got to one of the other peaks. And that is a task like you will not believe climbing the mountain. That's some serious stuff, all right? So Venus is here. Venus represents the money, represents the values. When it rules Taurus, when it rules Libra, it's all about your relationships, your personal relationships, all right? In the sign of Capricorn, again, can we have successful finances and can we have successful relationships? That's the theme here. Now, Venus is going to retrograde, though, and this is going to take place. She enters the zone on the 20th, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, she entered the zone November the 20th in 10 days. And she's going retrograde on December the 21st next month, which is now we get into the winter solstice. So now it's a cosmic theme that's taking place. When we get to the winter solstice, next month to me is the beginning of the spring, because I know that the daylight hours are slowly but surely starting to become longer again already. All right, even though it may not be no snow on the ground yet, I know what's going on celestially. So November the 20th, she enters the zone. December 21st, she goes retrograde. So the Venus retrograde, for you to get a glimpse, very important for you to understand this month, from 11:20 to 12:21, within that time frame will show you what you have to revise. All right, especially when it comes to relationships, things you value, and monetary things. All right. One of the things you could do is understand what Capricorn is in your chart. If you don't know how to do that, two things: set up an astro.com account, is free. Second, get the self-activation workbook. All right. So on 12/21, she retrograde at 28 degrees 59 minutes. Oh, that's what I meant to tell you, Prime Minister. You know what that means. All right. So it's almost 29 caps. All right. So Venus is going to get up to 29 caps. And then she going to say, stop, I got to go backwards for a minute. That's what the retrograde appears to be. And then she said, I got to go back to 13 Capricorn. Now, I know what 13 Capricorn is really all about. 13 Capricorn, ladies and gentlemen, I promise you, the only thing you got to do is go back into these archives. And I keep telling y'all, and it's funny how the planets keep matching it. December 31st, 2011, all right, or was it 2010? Yeah, December 31st, 2010. Yeah, 2010. You'll see something in the archives that talks about science of the number 13, all right, because there's an eclipse coming in, and you went in on the science of the number 13, all right? So she's going back to 13 Capricorn. Now, let me tell you what's really happening, though. If you have some special glasses where you can, when you look at the sun and you can just dim the light of the sun, the planet Venus is actually traveling in between the Earth and the Sun. And since Venus is closer to the Sun, the planet Earth looks like it is going backwards and Venus is going forward. However, since this is Venus, this planetary passing that we do has an effect on human behavior, the priest said, well, let's just mark the planet Venus, which is actually going forward, let's mark that as going backwards, because this cosmic passing is creating a wind tunnel in which all of these things right now becomes very active in my life, as if I have to revisit them, because planets don't travel backwards. Okay? So that's really what's going on. There is a passing taking place, so it's a wind tunnel effect. I keep explaining this. When you deal with planets behind the Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, all of them besides Mercury and Venus, all right, those planets are actually in retrograde, where Mars is going retrograde, and I'll talk about that in a few, because Earth is passing them and going forward, and it does look like those planets are going backwards. But how do you do the same thing with Mercury and Venus? It's because the cosmic passing still makes you have to deal with that particular planetary energy, no matter if it's going forward or backwards. It feels as if it's going backwards because that energy becomes heightened, all right? So she's going, if you got anything at 28:59, let's just say 29 Capricorn, all the way on back to 13 degrees Capricorn, any planets in this location, you need to mark that, understand what those planets mean, and also understand the house placement where those planets are at. This is a total of 15 degrees and 26 minutes of retrograde, a space that we have to pay attention to. We have to watch 15 degrees of Capricorn energy right now. All right? Now, the retrograde goes direct on January the 31st. So we're going to bring in a new year when Venus, the planet of love, the planet of relationships, the planet of money, is in a retrograde motion. All right, which could mean go back and get your mind on your money, right, and have successful relationships as well. So it's not a bad thing, all right? She doesn't leave the zone until March the 4th. So she goes forward on January 31st, But she's not leaving that zone until March the 4th, all right? So zone to zone is from November the 20th to March the 4th is where you really can pay attention to this Venus energy, all right? But retrograde to retrograde, it's only about like a month from 12/21 to 1/31 is the actual wind tunnel, all right? Now, from zone to zone, 11/20 to 3/4, that is 104 days, and I found that to be interesting because that's two 52-day cycles. 52 and 52 is 104. And that's just to show you again how real these 52-day cycles are. 52 times 7 is 364. We got 365 days in a year. We go through seven cycles of 52 days apiece, and Venus will be in a retrograde zone to zone for two of these cycles. So now you need to understand what conscious cycle you're in for the year as she's going through these two cycles, all right? So that's something to look at. Now, move down to Neptune. Neptune is in retrograde, and she's been there, or he's been in the zone since February 14th, Valentine's Day, all right? Now, watch this. Now, Neptune went physically retrograde on June the 6th, 2013, all right, when the Earth was passing Neptune, and it started at 5 degrees, 22 minute Pisces, so if you got anything at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, even if you got something at 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 Pisces, you need to be paying attention, all right, and in 3 days on the 13th at 8:38 in the morning, East Coast time, Neptune will no longer be retrograde. It will be now stationary direct at 2 degrees Pisces and 35 minutes. So, again, if you got anything from 0 to 5 degrees Pisces and a little after, but 0 to 5 degrees Pisces specifically, up in that area right there, Neptune is now about to go direct and potentially on the negative aspect, you're about to get hit with a double dose of confusion, because Neptune energy is confusion and causes fatigue, all right? So you got to look at what you have early Pisces, but this is a very strong angelic spiritual communication that takes place. Now, Neptune doesn't leave the zone until March the 4th. I said, wait a minute. March the 4th is the same time that Venus leaves. Now, what's the coincidence here? Venus and Neptune, they say Neptune is the higher octave of Venus. Just like they say Uranus is the higher octave of Mercury. Now, here it is that these two mirror each other because Venus is exalted in Pisces when it's over in Neptune's house, right? So now both of these leave the zone at the same time. So March the 4th becomes very important for us to understand, all right? Now, by me understanding this particular area of space, understand that there's an archangel present. And the archangel that's present is Gabriel. Gabriel is what we call, when you look at the word Gabor or Gabri, right? If we want to Englishize it, which will be the G, the B, and the R, Gabri. L represents divinity, God. So the word before El is giving you the divine expression of how God is going to operate in this reality. So Gabor represents power or physical strength. Thus, Gabriel is the power of God, the physical strength of God. All right? So that means that Gabriel's energy is present. All right? Now we got to understand, well, we're talking about Venus and Capricorn. We're talking about Gabriel, spirituality, Neptune. So I'm going to show you something. Tomorrow, and this is why it's important with me because I got Uranus square Mercury, so when things just pop up all of a sudden, we're doing something tomorrow, and he's like, yo, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you even do it? I just thought about it. It just came to me. That's how they gave me the message just now. So you got to be on alert with me because I do things unorthodox and I'll shock you, okay? So Monday, tomorrow, you cannot be on CP time, but do what you do because we're going to make it do what it do because it was already written. tomorrow at 11 p.m. East Coast time. So from 11 p.m. to 11 minutes, look at the moon. And only thing you got to do is just say Gabriel's name 246 times. It's the method behind that. And if you need something to count, if you don't have Zikr beads, if you can, acquire 246 nickels or dimes, something of the silver. If you're going to use a metal, use silver because you're looking at the moon. All right? Take your socks off and connect your feet to the ground, to the physical earth, not concrete, standing some grass somewhere if you can. All right? And just call Gabriel's name 246 times. That's it, 246 times. Now, I said this about a week ago, 2 weeks ago, and I should have known Gabriel was present then because anytime I just randomly start talking about the angel, it's really the angel that's telling you, talk about me. You just ain't getting the thought to talk about the angel that's coming from the divine world. So I explained how when in the time of emotional distress and for the time you need to draw the power for inner peace, you call upon Archangel Gabriel. All right, so Gabriel's energy is present, and we do this 246 times. The only thing you got to do is do it, and I'll show you the correspondence. That's what we do. The only thing you got to do is say it, and then watch what happens in the news, and you'll be able to see how the divine world speaks back to you. So Monday, tomorrow night at 11 p.m. East Coast time, and everybody else, if you're in Central, that's 10 for you. If you're in Mountain, that's 9 for you. If you're out on the West Coast Pacific time, that's 8 for you. It gets dark down early, so therefore, everybody will be able to see the moon. All right? My family that's over in the UK, 11 o'clock, you may not be able to see it, but just face the direction. For us, we face in the east. And now at that time, I'm sorry, those of us on the East Coast, at that time, she should be more in the southwest sky and whatnot. But, you know, you can always face the east for those of you that's on the other side of the Atlantic because the earth spins in the eastward direction, which I'm going to get into in a second. All right? So we can get into this Gabriel 246 times. All right? Now, I also want to point out to you, and if anybody see anything with Gabriel in the news, anything, hit me up ASAP. All right. I also want to point out that Venus and Mars are doing something spectacular right now. Today, they're trining each other. One's in Capricorn, which is Venus, and Mars is in Virgo. And today, Venus is at 4 degrees and Mars is at 14, Virgo. So 4 from 14 is about 10 degrees away from each other, but they're about 120 degrees in total space away from each other. So this is okay because this is called a trine. So this is about 100, and technically this is like 110 degrees away, to be exact, all right? And we're looking for the exact 120. So they're both in the feminine signs, the earth signs of Virgo and Capricorn, which Virgo is about work, getting things done in service, and Capricorn, we say it was about success and career. So therefore, this trine, male-female energy, Mars and Venus, is in a nice position. It's the easiest position. However, and these two are very passionate about each other. Mars is always looking for her. I always say that. All right? If you want to know sexual chemistry between people, check out their Mars and their Venus and see what's going on. And they feel each other. I'm telling you, you can get to a point with this that you wonder why somebody is sexy to you. You know what I'm saying? It's because certain planets are lining up. You know, you just don't know what it is, but I promise you, I can always prove the attraction, all right? And somebody was born with a planet in the same region of space that you were born with a planet in that same region of space. You feel that. It's called an attraction in your world, all right? Now, on 12/21, Venus, we talked about that, Venus is going to retrograde. Now, remember, she's going to retrograde at 29 degrees, right? And at that particular point, Mars is at 6 degrees, all right? He's at 6 degrees. And what's taking place is Mars is about 5 to 6 degrees apart from an exact trine. All right, Mars and Venus at this particular point. So we was trying to get them to a 120. And Venus is going to get to about 100, and they're going to get to about 115 degrees away from each other. Then when Venus goes retrograde, it looked like she's going down in the numbers, and Mars said, I'm not retrograding, baby. I got things to do. I got to keep it moving. And Venus, the woman, is like, well, hold up. I got to go back and double-check something. You see what I'm saying? And dude is like, well, hurry up. I'm gone. So on Christmas Day, Venus is about 28 degrees still. Mars is at 8 degrees at this particular time, if I'm not mistaken, 8 Libra. This energy is now no longer a trine after Christmas. And then as Venus goes down and we start the new year, like I said, around January the 7th, on January the 7th, when Venus is at 23 degrees Capricorn, Mars would be at 13 Libra. All right, this is, look at the numbers. Just pay attention to numbers at this point. 23 minus 13 is 10. That's a 10-degree orb. But they're three signs away from each other now, Libra to Capricorn. So that's forming a 90-degree angle because each zodiac sign is approximately 30 degrees. So early in the month, like right now, they're trining each other. My point telling you, the male-female passionate energy is easy right now. So you getting Mercury just got, Mercury stopped retrograding today in a few hours. Communication looks like it's about to snap back. The passionate energies is right there. They move in like they're in a best position because they both trining each other. But we got to be careful because come next month, Venus is going to start that retrograde movement where she said, wait a minute, I'm not with this. I got to go back, and Mars don't like going back. All right? And then he'd be in detriment because he's in Libra. And Mars in Libra is a no-no, or what ministers do call the Superman complex right there. All right? Mars supposed to be in Aries, not Libra. So now when they square each other, now Mars, which represents anger, is like, yo, what are you doing? Me and you were just together in Earth signs filling each other. Now next month come, you want to switch it up on me? I came to your house looking for you. I've been at work all day, Virgo. I want to come home, and I want some butt. Right, because Mars won't sex. So I'm coming home. I want some of that. Right? I'm in Libra. You ain't here, and you over here in Capricorn playing around, taking your time, because that's what Capricorn do. Now we squaring each other, and I'm mad at you, because all you want to do now is just think about work. That's what's taking place. I guarantee you, that's going to be the topic of conversations and relationships. Watch and see. All right. So the question becomes, how do you circumvent that? Well, once you know, man, you just got to say, hey, babe, listen, I know we're busy, but let's come up with a plan on how we just going to remain balanced in this situation. You see what I'm saying? So communication goes a long way, all right? They will square each other exact on January the 16th, and then they'll do it again on March 3rd. Why? Because Mars is going to retrograde, and I'm not getting into when the Mars retrograde, because now we way up in February, March of 2014, and we only right now in November. All right? By the time it's going to be warm again by the time we start to feel this, but trust when I tell you, it is happening now. Now, these two will stop squaring each other on the 14th of May. Of March, which is interesting. Because 314 is the numerical value for Metatron. And 314 is the, I ain't going to even get that up. I'm about to give y'all something, boy. I'm about to give up how I do it. Nope, I ain't giving that one up. All right, so this is the prince of the angels that is present, all right, on that particular day when this energy comes, when they stop squaring this. So at this particular time, you can actually do an invocation to the Prince Metatron to help with this, you know, to help balance the male-female dynamic out for you if you can. And see, I'm telling y'all, man, this is why you got to pay attention to the sport arena. That's why I be paying attention to Minister Jew, what he be talking about, because, you know, I'm playing Madden on my phone, and I'm like, man, who is number 81? And his name is Johnson, and I got this running back. And he's like, oh, he played for Detroit. And that dude, his name is Metatron. And I heard of him before. I was like, oh, okay, cool. That's what's up. Well, like I'm telling you, slowly but surely, and it's been like that for a minute, the consciousness is infiltrating these particular arenas where you got dudes called Metatron, you got football players. When you look on their jersey, it say L Bay on it and whatnot. It's the God force is starting to really penetrate it on a language in which you can understand it at its height now. Things that you deal with in spiritual culture. All right. So anyway, man, we loaded on these calls, man. I'm going to go to 11:55. I'm going to go to a quick break. We're going to get into the psychology of astrology when I get back. So definitely break out your, get your notepads out, man, because I am going to give you the jewels and tools that you need. And the first thing you should look at when looking at a chart, yourself, your children, and your significant interests, shall I say. The first thing you should look at to understand their psychology. So I'll be right back. Welcome back to the second half, man. I'm going to sum this up. Make sure you get it, and then we'll be out of here, man. Like I said, if you're just now tuning in, thank you. Visit the website. If you're not on the mailing list, myastrologycoach.com. Scroll down on the right-hand side where it says mailing list and just simply join. A lot of things going on. The Astro Tarot Hour, me and Keisha will be doing free consultations this Friday at 12 noon. I'm not going to say every Friday. I'm just going to tell you, I send out an email and I tell you on the radio show what Friday it be. But this Friday we'll be there 12 noon. Also has something new called the Astro Tarot Network. For only $45 a month, you get a one-on-one personal consultation with Keisha, who is like the illest ever with the tarot cards. 30-minute session with Keisha, and then you'll also get astro data, personal astro data for yourself that talks about every single day planetary energy and how it potentially can affect you. But most importantly, once you gain an understanding of what the energy is, how you can tap into it and use it for your benefit and make the best out of it. All right, so that's the Astro Tarot Network, and then something below that is just simply called the Star Network, with the Astro portion all by itself for only $19.99. All right, but by far the value for your dollar will be with the Astro Tarot Network and getting those double dose readings for myself and Keisha. All right. Again, it's going to be a double book release with myself and Minister Ju, February the 3rd. All right, so that is going to be something that's going to be totally off the hook. It's called The Priesthood Book of Symbols, all right, where he's going to physically show you proof on how these beings pop up in his physical awareness, my awareness, Keisha awareness, and just going to show you the actual proof. So I can't wait till that come out and whatnot. I'll be releasing the 42 Name of God, the Mother Prayer, dealing with the missing mother, and why this specific letter was missing from the prayer, which I talked about not too long ago. I strongly encourage everyone to learn the basic Hebrew alphabet. It's only 22 letters. And don't worry, I'm forming a class. In fact, I'll be working on that all week on restructuring the class material and getting MacU, which is MacU Mind Astrology Coach University, off the ground where you can come in and you can learn this. Most importantly, so I want to see y'all being able to do some very magical things, man. There's nothing wrong with learning how to do magical things, all right? So a lot of stuff going on at Mind Astrology Coach. Oh, man, I'm flipping. The Spirit of Film. Man, the Prime Minister is running the Spirit of Film back, if I'm not mistaken. I want to say it is the 24th. It is. It's the 24th of this month. So click on the events tab. That's there. And you will also see it on our calendar. So right on the right-hand side of the website, it'll tell you when our next upcoming event is. You can always click on that calendar or click on that upcoming event, and it takes you immediately to the part of the website that gives you the details about it and where you can actually make the purchase to attend. Man, the Spirit of Film is bananas, man. This dude went somewhere else, man. He really should be teaching that class, and I'm not saying, I'm not exaggerating. I don't want to give the specs up, man, but, you know, he's a Gemini. That y'all do know, you know. And you know, Gemini is a teacher, man. So, therefore, he should really be teaching that course to film students and even producers. And if you understand, in this particular case, there was a they. What they did to O.J. Simpson and boxed him up through ridicule magic, as the Prime Minister calls it, man, you would want to come in and look at this presentation, because at least you can walk away with hopefully learning how to write your own script. And I don't mean you have to sit down there and write a movie, cut, action, camera, you know, you ain't got to do all that stuff. I'm talking about just learning that your everyday motion in life is a script, you know what I'm saying, and just learning how to apply that that kind of spiritual technology. So, again, the Spirit of Film, this is going to be the last time he do it. He probably won't even, I already know what the schedule looked like in 2014, probably won't even be able to do it none in 2014. So this is going to be like the last call for the Spirit of Film. I'm talking about, like, dude is talking about why carpet on the seats. Like, dude, who is thinking about carpet on the seats? You know what I'm saying? Hey, Noble, you know why they use these kind of light bulbs? Nah, man, I don't know why they use them. Why are you thinking about that? And then when you think about it, they're like, yo, you got to be kidding me, yo. It's off the chain, off the chain, off the chain. So Spirit of Film is rolling back for the last time this month on the 24th. So visit the website, click on the events tab, or it's right there on the right-hand side. All right? So let's get into the psychology of astrology, man. First thing you should be looking for. First thing you should be looking for, man. Wow. The time is important, man. Time is important. The psychology of astrology is lesson one in what one must first do to understand what makes a person tick. So where does the native derive their power, and what does the native truly value in their mind and thus the physical world? Now, in traditional astrology, one's values are placed at the second house. And although this is true, I wish to direct your attention to the first house, because this is known as the ascendant. And if you look at your chart, it will be positioned on the left-hand side at exactly 9 p.m., okay? This direction is called the east, and it marks the direction in which our Earth is currently spinning as she moves around the sun, producing the illusion that the sun rises in the east in every constellation as well, all right? Because it looks like these different constellations at nighttime are rising. You don't see them in the daytime because the sun is blocking them out. But it looks like when we look at the east, things are rising and setting in the west. Rise in the east, sets in the west. And that's because the earth is spinning in that direction. All right? The ascendant, or the constellation on the eastern horizon at the time of our birth, marks the beginning point of our chart. So therefore, it is called house number one. But this also tells us the breath of life that we took came directly from this constellation because the earth was spinning towards that constellation at the time of your birth. See, it is a fact that astrologers somehow knew that the ascendant gave way to the physical anatomy of the native body. People who got cancer rising tend to have skinny limbs and bigger torsos, right? People who have Taurus rising, it may cause the native to have a thick, stalky Jadakiss type of neck, right? So they paid attention to the constellation that was on the horizon when a person was born and say, well, dang, they take on the physical characteristics of these constellations, their physical body. See, this constellation is what the native yourself agreed to think about and acquire first in this incarnation. And it is the most important constellation in your chart, for without it, there is no proper interpretation. Why not? Because we need to know what time you were born. This is what my buddy Lloyd say, which one is more important, the astrology or the numbers, because the first thing an astrologer is going to ask you what time were you born so you can deal with the numbers, and that is true. However, you still can deal with the geometry. All right, or the planets, because it is going to produce an effect. All right, now, many ways we can do this. All right, now, I'm going to say that again, because the constellation that's on that eastern horizon at the time of birth is what you decided to deal with first in this lifetime. All right, now, let's get into the zodiac sign to talk about your rising sign particularly, all right? And this is where the self-activation workbook comes in handy at, all right? Now, the Aries native is made for war, combat, martial arts. This is a born leader and wants to not infringe on their progress, as war would very be likely with you, all right? These people are not afraid to jump in head first, all right? And the only thing with them is they just need to fully understand the big picture before they jump in. Aries rising represents ambition at its finest, natural born leaders who are not afraid. All right? Should be dealing with something dealing with, it's a warrior type of energy, definitely could be something dealing with sports too, physical contact. All right? The Taurus native seeks money at whatever they deem to be of value. This marker allows for one to have financial success. So if you have this marker, please do not fall for the spiritual suicide trap that teaches you do not want money and give up that desire. Look at this. Money is so important to God's creation. I'm talking about the will, that the second house is actually the first house outside of yourself. Because they say the first house represents your physical self. So, okay, once my physical self is in order, what's next? Go get you some money. You start to identify values. As a child, you're not going to get money, but as a child, you are identifying things that are yours. All right? And then you start to place value on that because it's something that comforts you. All right? As you later grow up, it's called money in this particular house. So money is the first thing outside of yourself. Don't get it twisted. That's why I be, every time, man, Coach, man, he be playing that Taurus card all day. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You need that in this reality. So some people tell you, oh, that's not important. Can't take it with you. What you need it for? let me have yours then. I'm gonna show you what we need it for. All right. So, anyway, the Taurus rising people, you have a strong inclination to acquire some things in this lifetime. If you're not more or less into the money aspect, you should be placing some values on some things, which is very important to you, all right? The Gemini native is a natural-born teacher, writer, lecturer, traveler, even a salesperson. Do not block your writing ability as your message is something inside of you that has to come out, all right? The native here is attached to the truth of words, man. You look at your Crazy Bones, your Tupacs, your Biggies, your Kendrick Lamars. You know, you look at this, Kanye West, you look at these Gemini frequencies, man. They have something to say. So Gemini on the ascendant is them. They're like having Sag on the ascendant. Truth first, they are attached to communications. Writing, speaking engagements, do something that facilitates your communication ability. Contracts. I call Gemini contracts because Libra is the legal aspect of a contract, but Gemini is the verbiage that makes up the contract. All right? Cancer people on the ascendant loves family, the most sensitive of the zodiac, along with Pisces, Scorpio too. Anything said or done that does not reflect family hurts the Cancer rising feelings. All right? These are the mothers, and for men, who are the fathers, but this is what I call the dommy effect. The dommy is the dad and the mother, all right? So Cancer Rising is all about family first, all right? Strong family values, may not be from the past or could be past life karma with family because we understand the Cancer natural position. Just deal with ancestors, and it's the darkest part of the sky when you understand this position in the chart. But nevertheless, family in this incarnation of their own is very, very important to this person. All right? Moving on, Leo Rosin, I'm a boss. And get y'all, listen, man, when we send out that promo code, get your Zodiac shirt and get those towels. Start putting the celestial energy that you represent inside of your house and on your being, all right? So we have shirts, T-shirts, beautiful T-shirts, and we have beautiful towels that you can just put in the house for decoration. They got your Zodiac sign on them, all right? So Leo, I'm a boss. Leo Rosin, this person here was born to be the leader without a shadow of a doubt, very similar to the Aries frequency, a love for children, creativity, and you are God's right-hand man / woman with Leo rising. A lot of power in the Leo frequency when the sun is in this particular position, let alone for it to be up on the ascendant, meaning the earth is traveling through this constellation when you were born. All right? Just very fun and creative. Romance, and again, emphasis on children, but just a born leader. Do not allow anyone to stagnate your growth, man, seriously, because you're here to bring that fire and to come into potentially come into a high position of authority dealing with this Leo frequency on the ascendant. All right, Virgo on the ascendant, very clever mind here, very 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 clever, very articulate, paying attention to details. Study long, study wrong, though, so don't be over-analytical like Jay Electronica, who's a Virgo, and everybody's waiting on the album. It's because he's a Virgo. He wants perfection. He's taking his time. But the key thing here with the Virgo frequency is if you over-analyze, study long, study wrong, all right? So it turns into no progress. But the native here is you're here to make sure that some part of spiritual service, usually it's a charity aspect that can help you out here in this lifetime with Virgo on the ascendant, all right? And also, you may be a health guru, all right? You may be dealing with, you may be just a health guru. You may like good health, all right? Interested in that field of healing, all right? Libra on the ascendant, All right, the oxymoron here, the whole chart's reversed. You belong on the other side. You belong on the DC. What you doing over here? So everything's reversed where all the constellations are matched up on their opposite houses. Now, this is not bad given the fact that we live in a very strange place where it looks like the earth rises and it looks like the sun rises and the sunset, and it doesn't. So this opposite male-female dynamic is really a good thing. Hot, cold, up, down. It's all about understanding the balance of opposites, what appears to be opposite. So you can have relationship karma because you have Libra here, but on your seventh house cusp, you have Aries there, the sign that don't want to be in a relationship. But you seek it first because the constellation Libra was rising, all right, at the time of your birth. So the person here values relationships. When you see a person with Libra rising, they value relationships. Leo and Libra are very, very synonymous to each other. Very close. I mean very, very close. Leo wants to hug and rub, and so does Libra. All right, Libra needs that interaction with another person. It is a sign of the scales. It is the first zodiac sign that gets into the realm of duality. The first six deal with more of personal self, whereas the second six signs deal with, they're the polar complement to the first six, and they start to share things. So relationships, the first time we get introduced to relationships is when we get into Libra. All right. Even though Leo is romance, but it's not, and it's fun, so it's not necessarily a commitment yet. The commitment comes in at Libra. All right. Scorpio on the ascendant, man, this person is a detective. They value loyalty. All right. This is probably worse than being a Scorpio. All right. This native here, it has a lot of versatile energies from being a detective, from being a mortician, from dealing with all things occult and metaphysical, from dealing with joint finances, estates, wills, legacies, things of that nature, every single thing, all right? I mean, every single thing that deals with the realm of the occult is Scorpio rising, all right? I can't stress enough, very investigative, but it's about loyalty inside of relationships here, because Scorpio has sex with you and they share their money with you at the same time. So it's a little step up from a Libra relationship. We're gonna do the dang thing right here. All right. Now, when we move to Sag on the ascendant, it is definitely shoot first. This is a wordsmith artist. They symbolize by the bow and arrow, so they're going to hit you with the truth in a way that it's going to potentially hurt your feelings, all right? So the native here values higher education. They value philosophy. They value God, anything of spiritual or religious concepts. And, again, they really value the truth. I've never seen no one take the truth and give the truth the way Sagittarius give it. It is straight up to the point, all right? So they value truth and mental growth here, all right? That's the Sag. And all Sag is a very versatile energy that can deal with law, deal with, man, a lot of stuff, man. Sag is a doctor as well. Sagittarius is a very versatile fire sign because, again, it deals with, it's the sign that takes you outside of the country. So if you have Sag rising, then it may be one day, you definitely have a strong urge to travel to a foreign place, or you like foreign foods, things of that nature. So go for it. Take a trip one day outside of the country because it's in your cosmic contract. That's what you want to do. Cap on the ascendant here is, slow, prudent, disciplined, has what it takes to be very, very, very successful in life. We just explained this whole Capricorn energy with Venus being there. This is big government thing, but this is, again, it's just big business. And also, it's a parental marking, whereas you probably have to look at what's going on with the father in your life, whereas the Cancer rising, to go back some, you probably look at what's going on with mommy, all right? But there's other factors we need to look at to really determine that. But those are some basic starter points with the Capricorn Cancer energy right here on the ascendant. So Capricorn native, they value being methodical about things and just really climb, taking their time to climb the mountaintop. That's what they represent. So it's success, prudence, and hard work right here. It's grind time, all right? Aquarius on the ascendant, you love technology. You should use it to some degree to help you out, especially if you have any entrepreneur ambitions, because, you know, we live in a technology age, so social media is your friend. This is your friend if you have it on this particular angle. The first thing you want to do is about identifying yourself, too, with a group of people who represent change for the better of humanity, all right? Be careful, though, because, you know, Aquarius does like to rebel, and the rebel part could lead you in a world of what appears to be trouble if you're not careful, because Aquarius is very extreme, all right? But nevertheless, it's about uplifting humanity, and that's the cause of it. And whatnot, so, you know, it's all love there, all right? So groups of people and technology, don't get it twisted, though. Aquarius is really a very individualistic sign. They do things for humanity, but they really could be left alone working on scientific equations and writing great songs and the ones that are musically inclined and just dealing with, you know, some type of technology breakthrough, all right? Pisces on the ascendant is blessed, especially if it's not, and which is rare, which, you know, is this mid-Pisces and late Pisces, because majority of that Pisces fall in the natural part of the wheel in the 12th house. Pisces on the ascendant gives way to a very intuitive person, all the water signs, but Pisces is, to me, the most intuitive of the water signs. Pisces on the ascendant, you are dealing with all things of a spiritual nature. It is music, poetry, things of that nature as well. And it really does not have anything to do with physical stuff. Pisces, I see, sometimes deals with films, for sure. So movies, film writing, things like that. And then also, to a degree, publications can fall up under this particular Piscean trade, anything dealing with water, being the semen type of thing. But this is more on the highest level. It is talking about how do you tap into the divine. Now, even though the ascendant naturally, which is the first house, naturally ruled by the first sign, which is Aries, the ascendant to me represents the Mercury aspect, which we can get into, because it's the first thing. So the first thing is the mind. So you got to understand, if you are on the earth and you're traveling through space, and you are, and you are responding to these aspects, this planet is here, so it produces this particular time, that is a spatial imprint. So it's nothing more than me looking at a prediction, right? And I say, oh, yeah, I see this. From here to November the 3rd to November the 8th, if a storm or earthquake or any natural disaster is going to hit, the earth is going to happen within this time frame, because I'm looking at a rhythm in the heavens. So therefore, didn't no physical body in the sky physically come and hit the earth to create that event. But maybe there was a particular wave of energy, because there's waves all around us. Maybe it was a wave of energy from one planet to a next, to the next, to the earth, obviously, that created this particular effect. All right? So saying that to say that we got to pay attention to these waves, for real, pay attention to the waves, all right? So, but anyway, the mind aspect, Mercury, I'm looking at the ascendant, to me, represents the mind, because it's the first thing that's coming into existence. So since you're coming into this particular reality and you're responding from spatial imprints, all right, then, again, as I prove, you're stardust. That's what you are. You're nothing more than condensed stardust. Scientists have already proven that. You are condensed starlight, all right, and dust. But you're condensed starlight. So when these stars are at certain angles, and in this particular case, dealing with the ascendant, this is the first constellation in which you drew your breath. Think about that. You in your mother's womb, the water breaks. You're in the delivery room, or you at home, wherever it may be. And when the cord is cut and we're waiting for you to draw your first breath, that first cry, that first sound, to let us know that the Ruach, that the Spirit has incarnated inside of the body now and animated the soul. See, the difference between the body and the car, the soul and the spirit. So we're looking for the breath of life, the animation of the physical body. So when the cord is cut and you're no longer with mama, or in Hebrew with Amma, same thing, right? And you draw the first breath of life, what air are you breathing? I'm breathing the air in front of me, brother. I know. All right, but what air is that? You're breathing the air of the constellation that is on the east, because that's the direction in which the earth is spinning at the time of your birth. So you're breathing that constellation starlight. All right? It's part of your cardinal cross. So it's very important that you understand that. And since that is first, then that shapes the psychology of the person. In this astrology, we say, well, it gives way to the physical form. It does. But the physical form shows you what they are looking for first in this reality. Right? So it's no coincidence that I'm Cancer Rising and I'm a Dami. No, it's no coincidence. I'm Daddy Daycare, right? No coincidence. So when you start looking at this stuff and you say, wow, it matches up. Everything starts to match up. Why is that number one? See, it's, this stuff is patterned. When we created the educational systems, the grades, we said, listen, you're going to go from the first grade all the way up to the 12th grade because you need to understand the 12 signs of the zodiac in totality is what they're really saying. So in the beginning, you're going to go into elementary school where you learn the elements. And then you'll go off to high school where you learn everything else. And then when you finish with the 12 signs, you go off to the universe, but they call it the university. And then you start to become a scientist and employee, which you know about you being the master of the 12. And then we'll give you a ruler that has 12 inches on it. We'll call it a ruler to let you know that 12 rules the domain that you live in. And we'll give you a wall clock with the number 12 being the highest number. And then we'll turn around and give you spiritual concepts called Jesus and the 12 disciples, Jacob and the 12 tribes of Israel. We'll give you these number 12s again. All right? So the psychology is understanding the ascendant, one. And the second thing is immediately go to the person's planet Mercury, too, because Mercury is the planet that does govern our intellect, what we think, what we say, what we speak. And surely, you're going to have both. So you got to understand that you are a composition of all of them. That's where I think people get lost at. It's like, well, I don't have nothing in this sign, Cancer, when I was born. But, oh, okay, but watch this, brother. Where's the moon? Because the moon rules Cancer. So wherever the moon is in your chart, the moon is bringing that Cancer frequency to you. So now the planet, which rules zodiac signs, the planet says, I'm an ambassador of this star region right here. So since you don't have anything in Cancer, that's okay. This is the moon talking. I didn't want to be at home. When you were born, I needed to come over here in Libra because I needed you to understand that you need to have emotional responses about relationships. You need to care about relationships. This is how you're going to get in tune with your feelings. And this is going to be a reflection of your mother. So I need you to have a strong relationship with mommy, okay? So you don't have to have a planet in the zodiac sign. The planet represents all of the zodiac signs, and wherever they are, they bring that frequency to it. All right? So they're ambassadors of these star constellations that's traveling about in the wheel of the sky and saying, I want to be right here when you were born. This is what you agreed to, and this is how you can tap into my energy best. You didn't need me to be at home. You needed me over here, obviously. All right? So we want to understand the ascendant, and we want to understand the planet Mercury. Because since you're composed of all of these signs, see, because I just showed you how a planet don't have to be in the zodiac. It's impossible anyway. In astrology, we count the 10 planets. It's 12 zodiac signs. In ancient astrology, we count 7 planets. It's 10 zodiac signs. There's no way possible that all of the planets can be in, you know, and all of the signs can have a planet in it. It's not enough planets. So you had dual rulership. All right? So you are, that will, that cross that you see, that cross in your chart, the cross in your chart, that cross that Jesus had, that cross in your chart is called a cardinal cross, and it represents four main areas. It's your ascendant, your physical body, the first thing, it's your first psychology, the fourth house, which is 6 o'clock on the wall clock, that is your ancestor, your family. The seventh house, which is 3 o'clock on the wall clock, that represents what you're looking for in relationships. By understanding that constellation right there, that's there. And then 12 o'clock, which is the 10th house in astrology, represents what you're here to do as far as career and how you will tap into your success. Those four areas look like a cross. All right? And everything else sits in between. So therefore, if you have Libra rising and Scorpio's on your 8th house, Scorpio's on your 2nd house, that's how you get your money. Sagittarius is on your 3rd house, that's how you communicate. Your 4th house becomes Capricorn. Then you were connected to your father or could have been connected to your father or some issues there because Capricorn is daddy and daddy is Saturn and Saturn is restriction and no and karma. So now you got karma with your daddy. See what I'm saying? Oh, look at the planet Saturn. So we can go on and on about this. So each of these 12 areas, all of these constellations are going to fall in a certain area of space in your life, and it's called a house. And this is how you tap into the all 12. Why? Because you are, in essence, what they're saying is, you are Jesus traveling through the 12 constellations. It's a celestial story. So Jesus, as the Lamb of God in the age of Aries, went to go visit the two fishermen first, Peter and his brother, right? That's Pisces, and then they went to go see John the Baptist to get baptized, which is Aquarius. We're going backwards in the zodiac because it's talking about how the Son of God, the sun in the sky, is actually doing the procession of the equinoxes, talking about the ages where it appears to go backwards and not Aries, Taurus, Gemini. We're going into, you know, we go the way I just said. So you are the 13th person inside of the story. That's you. The 13 is you. All right? Or it can be whatever you want it to be. You can have 13 signs and then you become the 14th. You can have 14 signs and then you become the 15th. You can be whatever you want to be. But I'm telling you, the reason why you got 12 in this reality so tough is because you are the 13th person that must activate these 12 that's constantly spinning around you every single day. So all of them is in your life. So this is where the health becomes important because Aries rules the head, Taurus is the throat, Gemini is the lungs and limbs, your hands and stuff, Cancer is your stomach, right? Leo is your back and your heart, Virgo is your intestines, Libra is your kidney, Scorpio is your sexual organs, Sagittarius is those thick old thighs. Then you move down to Capricorn, which represents bones, teeth, and hair, or the structure. Right? Some even say skin. Then you move down to Aquarius, which is the ankles. Then Pisces is the feet. See? Now, all of these zodiac signs really rule these areas of your body. So just because you don't have a planet there don't mean that that's not an active force for you because there's a part of your body that's there. Just because you don't have nothing in Taurus, does that mean you don't have a throat? Absolutely not. Hope y'all get my point. So I'll take a few calls. I promised last week, if 337 is here, 707 is here, 901 from last week, if you're here because you had a question, press 1. I take you first. I don't see neither one of you yet, but I will go to the first caller, which is caller from the 848-628. You on live. What's happening?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. How's it going?
Man, I'm good. What's up with you?
I'm doing well. I know you said not to ask any, to save the relationship questions and like that for Friday. So can I speak about my career and making sure that I'm in the right plane? Because I was reading the blog and everything, And a lot of artists were and everything were starting a lot of things during the Mercury retrograde. I didn't really start anything, but I've been doing a lot of business. I had a lot of big opportunities come my way, not necessarily based around money, but their platforms create a lot of money.
Right.
So with the Mercury retrograde ending, I didn't really go in on it because I wasn't supposed to. But now that I am, supposed to go all in, being a Virgo, focused and all that. Should I just be focusing on like business and stuff like that? Because it seems like whenever I try to like think about relationships and partnerships and all that, they're more hard than they need to be. Like, I don't know why I receive so much resistance trying to help somebody build what they don't have. Am I doing the wrong thing? Yeah. Should I focus?
Mm-hmm. I would definitely have to see. I will have to see your chart. So that's a perfect question for Friday, because I have to look at the whole dynamic of what I call your own sacred geometry. But the mere fact that you're Virgo and it's Mercury retrograde, you will feel it more than you and Gemini will feel every time Mercury is having these little hiccups. Y'all feel it a little bit more than everybody else. So the excellent time to just, really analyze the situation. For what it's worth, but like you're already on it because you already waited and you recognize the opportunity and now you're ready to move forward. But to totally answer, because I don't see the data, you know what I mean? I have to know what's going on, with your relationship angle and things like that, man. It's other factors that we got to look at to really look at it. But being a Virgo, it does mean it's about work. Virgo is a sign that deals with everyday work. Get up and go get it. So that is Virgo go hard, man. Virgo is Beyonce. Virgo is Michael Jackson. Virgo is damn it, my girl Nadra for Holistic Heights. Like, wake up every day and just go hard. It's perfection. You know what I'm saying? So that's why when you in that zone, things flow for you, but when you step out of it, not that you're not, you know what I'm saying? That's why I say I gotta look at it. But that's your zone right there. That's your driving force, because that's where the sun was at. So you gotta stay on that. And maybe when you perfect that which you're here to perfect from that Virgo aspect, everything else starts to fall in place. See what I'm saying? But yeah, call in, man. Call in Friday at 12 noon.
Oh yeah, definitely will do. Is there any way I can support like you with what you do? Anything you looking for? A lot of opportunities come my way.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, we had myastrologycoach.com. Our number is there, email is there and stuff, man. So, whatever we can do to help you out, and however you see best, man, just communicate with us, but that's how you can get us at myastrologycoach.com.
Awesome. Thank you. I'm going to spread the word.
Oh, man, I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Best day. I'll talk to you.
Okay, brother. You got it. You too. I do see a caller. Who is that? My 901-502 from last week. 901-502, what's happening?
Hey, Ample, this is Shirley in Virginia. How are you?
What's up? VA, what's happening?
Hey, I just wanted to tell you guys, every time I listen to you, I'm not haven't been listening for long, maybe a couple of months, but every time I listen to you, I fall more in love with the show and the information you're giving. So I want to show appreciation for that. Also, it's funny you were talking about the Virgo and Michael Jackson just with the last caller, because I am Virgo. I do go hard. And I want to get out of the accent, and Michael Jackson keeps coming to me. I think if you remember me, told you about how Michael Jackson comes to me, and I think I have a close connection with Archangel Michael. So that was funny that you just mentioned that. Two questions. I looked in the archives to listen to last Sunday's show, and I'm seeing shows from like 3 years ago, but I didn't see the one from last Sunday. Is it an error in there, or are they archived?
Yeah, no, it should be in there. Sometimes I'd be seeing a glitch. It'd be like 13 years ago I did the show. I'm like, what are y'all talking about? 13
right.
Years ago. It should be there. It should be. I know they did an update on their studio and they, you know, their platform again, but okay. It should be there. It should be.
Okay, I'll check again. The second question is, the very last caller that you took last Sunday, she was talking about the number 11. And I heard you give an explanation of number 11. I have been seeing the numbers 1, 3, and 4 by themselves, sometimes in double digits, sometimes triple, and sometimes quadruple. The ones are just off the chain, I keep seeing. The fours is a close second, but that's calmed down a little bit, and the threes are every now and then. But the ones are just crazy. So I want to go back to listen to his explanation to her about the ones. But also, on Friday, I got a call from a lady at my job that was in another department, never met her before, and is dealing with a legal aspect of my job. So there is a meeting off-site tomorrow. And I didn't realize the significance of it until I put the reminder in my phone to remind me a couple of days ahead of time. And when it showed up yesterday, it said meeting, blah, 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 11-11-13. So I was wondering if that was why I keep seeing 11 just off the charts. And what is the significance of that dealing with legal issues?
Well, absolutely is why you're seeing it. When you're dealing with 111, you're dealing with the intelligence. It's a name that the priest gave that numerically deals with the sun, and a little entity that deals with the sun. When you see the 111 frequency, I like Doreen Virtue's analysis on just to have a reference point of material on the angels. And yeah, anybody that's not familiar with her, name Doreen Virtue, V-I-R-T-U-E, it talks about these correspondences as well. But the 11 frequencies, we always said, you got to monitor, well, all of them really, you have to be monitoring your thoughts and paying attention to what you're thinking for, thinking about in the moment or what you're saying in the moment. And the signs are showing up as a manifestation of what's about to happen. The best thing is this, because tomorrow is that day for you. So now you're about to be, or it ain't no more guessing no more. You're about to know firsthand, despite what I tell you, despite what you read, you're still about to go through the physical experience, which is the best. The physical experience where you're going to make the real live observation of what it means to you. You see what I'm saying? Tomorrow, so I'm really interested in knowing, because I wrote your number down, and I'm going to write an asterisk by your name. Call us next week to let us know how that happened and what 111 means, because it's a phenomenon. And sometimes the frequency can change. You know what I'm saying? But it's always just nice to hear someone else's experience so we can have data, new data. Even though it's new, it may correspond to the things that is written. That's okay, because now we have proof that it's validated that, okay, that's cool, that stays. We don't need to throw that out. You know what I mean? So I cannot answer you far as the outcome. I just know it does talk about paying attention to your thoughts when that number comes through and whatnot. And again, I will have to see birth charts for me to really understand the environment of what tomorrow looks like for you.
Okay. All right. I will definitely call in next week.
Yeah, call in next week and let me know.
Okay. That's appreciate enough. It.
All right. Yeah, you got it. All right, y'all. Where we at here? 973-280.
What's good, I'm Blue? This is Rick.
What up, General? What's good?
Just talking about the cross, would the top of the cross be at the 9 or would it be at the 12, at the 9, right?
At the 12, when you're looking at your birth chart, it's at 12 o'clock because it's the top. The top is the top still. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay, cool. So the top, reason why I'm asking because I remember you said that 9 would be east, right?
Right, right. Right. See, astrology is inverted. So the east is to your left when you're looking at the chart.
Right. So the nine is to the east, and the top is north.
Well, it's not. The top is not north. North is actually the bottom, but in traditional maps, the north is the top. You see what I'm saying? The whole chart is inverted. So when I give a reference to, I'm just giving a reference to a wall clock, and if I give you directions inside of the wheel, I'm giving you directions in astrology and not traditional mapping, because everything's backwards.
Right. No, I got okay. I just wanted to get that. I just wanted to get that that be clear on exactly the framework in which you're using that as a reference.
Uh-huh.
All right.
You got it though?
Yeah, I got it. I'm saying a lot of people don't know. It's like the way you explaining it is so deep, because someone who may not have any idea about it, as they listen to you, you know, like lights start to come on, like that turn signal here, the stop signal here, slow down, bump, you know what I'm saying? It all just starts to fall into place, and it becomes that much more intriguing, and it's compelling to know that there's an equation out there about you that you don't even know nothing about.
Right. All right. Well, thank you, man. I mean, that's what I aim to do with a ninth house son. Like, man, please allow me to teach this in a way that they can get it. You know what I mean? But that's why I get a wall clock references to start right there to compute it, just so you can get an idea. You know what I mean?
I appreciate all you do, and listening to the people call in, I could tell that, you know, people. I'm not saying that I've been around a long time, but I've been around long enough to know that I start hearing new people come in more frequently. I'm probably one of the more regular listeners, and you know, it's always good to hear, you know, new people coming on board. And like a couple of callers before, the brother said, you know, he gonna pass it on and pass the word. You know, that's when something rings true to you, it also rings that you have to let somebody else hear that same sound as well. So that's that blessing. That's that pay it forward. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times people, you can give, like I've heard you use the phrase and like you can teach somebody how to fish, or you can give them a fish, or you can teach them how to fish. And by people passing on that information, it's, you know, we don't know who that next Neo might be. You know what I'm saying? They might just be out there waiting to get that information so it can clear all of that other disillusion stuff out, so they can be able to focus and be able to pinpoint where it is that they're trying to, where they need to go or where they need to be and who they actually are. So, you know, I just like to sit back and listen, and it's beautiful, yo. Thank you.
Yeah, you got it, man. Thank you, Daniel. I really appreciate it, beloved. Really, definitely do, man. I'm coming to you, 707 from last week. Keep my word, man. 707-616, what's happening?
Hi, Ampu. This is Gabby. Hey. I just wanted to thank you for all the work that you do as well, and I just have two quick questions. I have my Mercury in my 12th house, along with other planets, and I have a hard time of trying to figure it out. You know, and I was even wondering, can you have, like, past life dreams from having planets?
The 12th house, absolutely, positively, it is the most intense psychic marker one can have. And it's the Christ consciousness, so a secret enemy, so therefore you have to be aware of the Judas, where they work behind you, and most importantly, 12th house is the house of poison. I let y'all know that, because what it's really saying is your gift is so divine that your opposition will come in subtle forms where you won't be able to necessarily see it. It comes in the form of chemicals, in a sense. But, yeah, you're going to be able to have past life dreams. You're going to have psychic, extreme clairvoyant energy that's there when planets are in that position in your chart.
Okay. Yeah. And then my other question is, I keep seeing this number, 1011 or 1101. It's the combination of the four numbers.
Okay.
Because I see it all the time. If it's not every day, then which means that obviously he's been trying to get my attention, too.
What's your Raza song?
I'm a Taurus ascending.
Yeah, that's Michael. Michael, that's Michael coming. 101 is numerical value for Mikael. So that's Michael that's coming through. See, I'm going to put all this stuff together in this next course that we do. Is I'm going to give y'all all the numbers that deal with these beings. That way, and we got to get outside of triples and doubles, too. 314 is Metatron. So when you see 314 come across, which is Pi, you may see Metatron. If you see Zadikael, that may be, you know, when you see 311, it's just not the 11. 311 is Raphael. 246 is Gabriel. We need to know these type of things, you know what I mean? So if you see 31, that's the guy L. So it's some things that we're doing that we're going to get people ready to really gear their minds up, to get them outside of the basics of 111, 222, 333 type of programming and get into the, you know, get into the abstract world of divinity, which is all numbers, prime numbers, all kind of numbers and whatnot. But that's why I asked you that, because that's Michael coming through to you. That's what that is.
Okay, I'm actually thinking I know what this is about, because I think my mom, she's going through a lot right now. She's a Scorpio, and she's actually about to get a hysterectomy. And I think I had a dream about my aunt coming to me to try to help her with that, so I've been trying to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been just trying to get my mom to reconnect with nature, you know, and go back to her roots and try to cleanse herself from whatever, even relationships, you know, damage. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, overall in general and everything. But thank you for your help. That really was helpful.
Yeah,
because believe me, I was trying to figure out this number. I've been looking it up, but I never got that for some reason. But I definitely need to.
Yeah, that's Michael. That's good old Michael.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're very welcome. You're very welcome.
All right.
All right, my 707. I had one more from last week. I had a 337 last week, 940. Oh, I think this is you right here. 337, 940, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, Ampu? This is Naima.
Hey, Naima, what's up?
Oh, nothing. I'm noticing some things, or strange, strange things have been happening since that eclipse for the last week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I did a couple of things, you know, like, on that day, and I noticed, like, ever since then, like, people have been coming to me like crazy, like, asking me all kinds of stuff, almost like I'm their spiritual advisor, and I'm just like, wondering, like, why be, and, like, why all of this all of a sudden, like, I don't go seeking out this kind of stuff. People just come to me, and I'm just like, well, I want to tell them stuff or help them, but I feel like it's so much more that I still have to learn to where, like, I don't really feel comfortable with, you know, doing that kind of stuff for people, but, you know, well, why now?
Go ahead.
Oh, just one more thing. I also noticed, like, I always see double digits all the time, but I noticed, like, maybe beginning this week, it's been double zeros, like, especially lots of 200, 500, 800 and 900 everywhere, and all before it used to be like 55 or 44, and now it's changed to double zeros everywhere I go.
I think the answer is real simple. The zero represents the egg, so it's a new beginning. So when you're dealing with Scorpio, you're dealing with something that's dead and something that's now, you know, something that's alive. It's a rebirth process. So since the eclipse took place and it was a solar eclipse, new moon type of thing, then Naima gets to feel a new moon thing where people are now starting to see you in a particular light because there's some type of metamorphosis that you went through. So again, this zero is just representing this new beginning of you coming forward. So the only thing you have to do really is just continue to walk in your light. It's very important that every day that everybody try to study some aspect of spirituality, this food for your soul. Make that a constant, because that's the only way we can feed ourselves. Just like we drink water and we do physical food, we have to do the same thing when it comes to our soul, because our soul is light. I got a picture of that. I showed that for the first time, what a human soul look like. So that light comes to you via information and how you process, which is really your brain waves and information. You see what I'm saying? And that feeds your soul and gives your soul light. So then when you go to sleep at night, it is said that your nefesh, your soul, starts to ascend and goes off to these different places. And depending on what you did throughout the daytime, it's going to warrant your experience at night when your soul testifies on you. So I think for Naima, it's real simple, 000, new beginning, new birth for you to continue to walk in your path.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. That's cool. It was been going on with me. Okay.
And they're giving you the confidence. You're very welcome. So that's the creative way of showing you that you keep on going, that people will keep continuing to come to you because they're coming to you now. So that's pretty much prepping you to become, let's just say, an authoritative figure, whether if it's just sound advice or literally acquiring the information where you can start to disseminate that type of advice for whatever reason. You're being placed in a current position of leadership amongst your peers. So you have to keep going that.
Yeah, okay. Well, I one more question. There was something that you just said just triggered something in my brain. You keep talking about Michael Jackson, and, like, I was looking at his charts, and I realized that, like, my moon is in the same house where his sun is, and I was just wondering, like, what could there be any significance to that?
Yeah,
as
sure.
As far as his Michael energy?
Yeah, as far as his energy goes, if your moon is in the same region of space where his sun is, that just simply means you have an emotional connection with him. It's a mommy-daddy type of feel. It is a boyfriend, husband, and wife type of feel. It's male-female energy. But the moon is the body that rules the emotional plane. So, therefore, when it comes to dreams, intuitive work aspect, you are it's easier for you to tap into his feelings. The moon is about feelings. So you can feel him a little bit more easier than the rest of people could.
Oh, okay.
So, in other words, you can channel Michael Jackson if you knew the proper techniques. You could do it. Not to say that you don't. I'm just saying you have the ability to channel him.
Yeah. Well, I definitely have him because I swear everywhere I look is Michael Jackson this, Michael Jackson this. Every time I get in the car, somebody playing a song on the radio, Facebook ads asking me to join this Michael Jackson group. So, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
all
right. Thank you.
Cool. You got it. All right, y'all just tuning in. Like I said, tomorrow, do not forget. I'm going to take a couple more calls. But tomorrow at 11 p.m. East Coast time, go outside, look at the moon, and just say Gabriel's name 246 times. If you need a counter, take some nickels or take a dime, something of the silver property. Very important, all right? And if you see Gabe in the news, let me know, all right? I've got somebody who's been here for a long time. I'll take two more calls, 248-979. 248-979. You there?
Lawrence, take that heat.
And you know, I come back to you 248-979. I'm going to Philly 267-235.
Peace. This
hey,
is
what's happening?
And I tune. Good. How are you?
Hey, what's good? What's happening? Peace, Lord.
We got a quick question. We've been going through a lot of. Well, our family has been going through a lot of things, and we wanted to firstly know how the Gemini and Virgo can come out of the issues that they're going through. My mom was in the hospital with some serious issues. My husband's father and my sister, that's two Geminis and a Virgo. How can they overcome the influence of this Mercury retrograde?
Well, the good thing is it's over. Today at 4, what time I say today at 4 something, 4:08 I think it is. 4:08 Eastern time, the retrograde is officially over, so things should be able to snap back. At this particular point. So that planet is cleared up right now. So that's good. And now we can move to the regeneration part. It always depends on the level of consciousness what a person is at, what they believe, what they think is real, how they process and they own internal challenges at this particular point. That's like the key. So I can't say do X, Y, Z and this will work, because if a person is in the mindset of something else, you know what I mean, then that reigns supreme. That's why today the psychology of astrology is the mind is the first thing that has to be there before all the physical things start to rain down. Really the emotion, but that's an aspect of the mind. But for everything else to rain down, the only cosmic news I can give you is that planet is now going to be cleared up. It's in Scorpio still, so it represents the regeneration process. Now, for the Virgo, it may be a little bit more easier for them to recuperate because they're the sign of health. But the distance from Scorpio to Virgo is one that represents an opportunity, whereas the Virgo, this is 150 degrees away. This is a very strenuous. I don't like this angle at all. This is potentially a very strenuous angle, and the Gemini may have a little bit of a harder time coping. Now, things that you can do on introduce them to or on behalf of them, but seek their permission first. Anytime you're doing spiritual work with somebody, outside of prayer, you know what I mean, seek their petition, their permission first. But one thing you can do is you can pray for that person. But see, that's when I believe, and I don't even believe, I know, when the angel that is responsible for the person, by understanding that person's birthday, understanding when that energy is up throughout the week and how to dedicate that proper time to deal with that angelic force to see if we can have some healing come through. One of the most simplest techniques that one can do is that animal core prayer. It's a very powerful prayer. It's on YouTube. It's free. You can listen to it. You can learn it. You can put the person's name on it and whatnot, and just pray for speedy recovery. Anytime you're dealing with health and healing too, if a lot of us, sometimes language could be a barrier, because it is a prayer in Hebrew. The Archangel Raphael deals with healing, and his station is the sun. So if you want to take the person picture and put it in the sun and say a prayer while this person, say a prayer into the sun, it's very important. We use these solar techniques and solar power to enhance these 12 areas in our life. And I know it's because of my own experience with the sun and the recognition of it and the importance of it that light always shows up, not always, but majority of the time in pictures that we take. So you can work with the power of the sun through the Archangel of Healing, which is Raphael, for the person just through prayer alone. If you got to go a little bit more in far as scripts and special prayers that need to be composed for the person, then that's something we can discuss later, you know what I mean, privately, as I would say, you know what I mean, because it takes a little bit more work, and we got to get the specifics of what's going on, and whatnot. But overall, the person consciousness is where it is. If they are open to what you're saying, then the seed that you have to plant, which is the truth, is this planet Mercury is just now is going forward, and it's a lot of regeneration energy that's about to start raining down to the planet via the messenger god Mercury, and that's the truth.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank you, Ample.
Yeah, you got it.
One quick one, Ample. What effect now, since Mercury is coming out of retrograde, will a Scorpio have with his ascendant in Gemini and 12th house in Aquarius?
All right. If your ascendant is in Gemini, then your chart is technically, they say your chart is ruled by Mercury. So now, especially with brothers and sisters, because Gemini is siblings, you see what I'm saying? Things is going to clear up now because of Mercury going forward. But Mercury, you say you got a Gemini rising?
Yeah,
what's the sun sign?
Scorpio.
And you're a Scorpio?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So then for you, then Scorpio should be on your sixth house. So that's the house of health. So now being a Scorpio, and if you were born with Mercury in Scorpio, usually Mercury is pretty close to the sun. This, again, it represents the Scorpio frequency is the regeneration and healing process, and the sixth house is the house of health. So this is a strong signal that everything is about to be healed on the health level. Because, you know, Scorpio and Virgo are the two healing signs. But the master that I had to find out for real, is Leo. Straight up. But anyway, you got the healing house and the healing sign, and your chart ruler, Mercury, is now in the right, exactly where it needs to be for the healing process to take place. So you're good. You're good. It looks good. From that standpoint.
All right, brother.
Since y'all identify Mercury so much, Mercury is ruled by Michael, Archangel Michael. So you do your prayers on Wednesday to this Archangel to help you in this process as well. Because y'all already identified Gemini, Virgo, Mercury. My Mercury ruled my chart. You know what I'm saying? Mercury retrograde. So it's a prayer to the Archangel Michael. In fact, everybody, since we know that it's a fact that Mercury is not going to, Mercury goes direct today at 4:08 p.m. Eastern Time, all of us can make a prayer to St. Michael and just giving us his thanks and, you know, pray for better health and communication and the power and strength to make the transformations that we need to make or that our loved ones need to make because it is in the sign of transformation. So we can do that at 4:08 today collectively.
Yeah, that's deep. I was just telling a friend of mine about Archangel Michael and how he came to me
mm-hmm.
when I was doing some mind traveling. Very, very deep. Just mm-hmm. last night. So I know that that's just confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks
there
again.
You go.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Yeah, you got it.
All right. Peace and love.
All right, fam. All right, peace. Peace, love. What we at here? 919, you there? Where did I come in?
Yeah, Islam. Ample, you can hear me?
What's happening? Yeah, what's up?
What up? What's good? You, if my question is off topic or it's too long, then you got to go, I understand. But you were talking about the, when you were speaking about Gemini before, you were saying, like, it's contracts to you. Is that correct? And you were in communication and public speaking?
Right. Not necessarily public speaking, but it's definitely the verbiage that constructs contracts. It's an agreement. All contracts are either verbal or written. So that's Gemini. And so that was my point with that.
That's what I was trying to get. What was the point of that? So that's, like, Gemini in general and in its life's work, they're going to be directed that way? Does that make sense?
That's not what I'm saying in that sense. All I'm saying is the importance of communication is so key because it's communication in itself that makes contracts binding. It don't necessarily mean that they're going to deal with contracts in their life. I'm not saying that.
Okay. All right. Also, in the moment, like a moment ago, you were saying 31 is the god L. Like the moment you said that, I'm driving by a car, and the license plate is 4731. I just thought it was interesting. Because I normally don't look out for numbers, but in the moment you said that, I was like, well, let me look for 31, and it was 4731 on the last four of the license plate. But thank you for asking all my questions.
Man, you got it. That phenomenon, they call it synchronicity. But if we collectively do stuff like that, like we do these galactic activations, man, like we create a celestial walk-in process for that to occur. You got to really ask yourself, and sometimes you got to ask yourself, you know, who is that driving that car? Is that really a person? For it get like that, you know what I mean? But the key is to get on the hunt. We got to get on. Mercury in Scorpio with this retrograde really means that we have to mentally get on the investigative trail of God, because that's what Scorpio does. It takes you to the deep abyss, and we got to start looking. So every chance we get, we have to look like you did. You know, we got to look for these confirmations to pop up, because the more and more we look, quantum physics has shown us the more and more that we make an observation, the more we want to pull that reality into this physical world. But that's what we have to do when we're chasing God and these divine beings, is pull them, make an observation to pull them down. You know what I'm saying? So that's all you did. That's your work. So I thank you for doing it.
All right. It's well.
You're peaceful. All right. It's my last call.
Off and he just can't be by himself.
He got the phone on mute, my 248. All right, man. So we have 50 callers, man. 50 gates of Binah right now, man. I think I got to everybody. I think I did. I want to make sure I'm just. Uh-oh, no. I don't think I got to 313. Hold on. Geez, 313, you there?
Yo, what up, though?
Hey, what's happening?
Can you hear me? You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, okay.
All right, yeah, I'm calling from the D, New Ari, man. We just had the little election Tuesday. I noticed that.
Yeah, who won that? Because I didn't know.
Mike Duggan, the Albion, Mike
all
Duggan,
right.
He won the robot. Right, he
so,
was already
so.
Pre-selected, so you know how that runs. But
no,
yeah,
no,
man,
I work for
polls, actually, right? And two voters, I noticed one chick was named Ariella, and then there was another dude named Ariel.
Right.
Yeah. And then the Lions,
right.
I remember you was talking about bring up the Ravens. The Lions on Monday Night Football, my man works for Ford Field where they play at. He said they're going to be playing the Ravens. Then
uh-huh.
I was catching the bus. There's a little veterinarian, and on the sign, you know, outside it, they post little animal facts. But it said how the Raven is the, you know, the wisest, smartest, most intelligent bird or something like that. But anyway, I just wanted to drop that. But I got a question about me, son. I am on the cusp. I'm born in 77, right? Now, I was raised coming up that I'm a Leo, but I'm on the cusp, July 22nd. My daughter's the 23rd, so she's on the cusp. So I'm like a Cancer Leo. She's a Leo Cancer. Could you break down the cusp thing with that, what that means for me, as well as, you know, my grandmothers were born in 33. My parents were born in 55. I was born in 77. My oldest daughter was born in 99. So what's up with that 22 years apart thing, 22, and then they all, you know, 33, 55, 77, 99. You know?
Yeah, go in
on that cusp thing and that for me. Yeah,
yeah, indeed. A few things here is that the election, see, no matter what, we always win. I mean, we got to understand that the whole plan is a divine plan. So even though it might beat the brother, that's telling you that, see, we done already been on the record for the Legion of Michael and wrestling the Archangel Michael, leaving Rome and coming into Chicago. If y'all missed that, I'm gonna talk to the Prime Minister one more time and see if he released that Michael online presentation at the end of the year, maybe during the winter solstice, so y'all can really understand the significance of Michael. Because now that we're talking New Ari, we talking about this lion, and you're seeing this Ariel and these people coming up, which means the Lion of God, Ariel. You know, this is letting you know that Michael is on deck right there. So it's all good. It can look funny through politics, and although the role could be that, we got to learn how to create a walk-in experience on a spiritual plane. So Michael is supposed to win because that's the one that we wrestle. That's the one we roll with. You see what I'm saying? So
okay,
that's
I kind of slept on that because he says Mike Duggan, but right, that's Mike L. You
right,
though.
Right. That's Mike. That's Mike. That's just Mike being low key right now. You see what I'm saying? So that's cool.
Yeah.
So on the you come from obviously a generation of master numbers through birth years, and when you're born on the cusp, it's the same thing. You are on obviously you're on two frequencies. This is when we have to get into the technical aspect of astrology, because when we're dealing with the sun, it's obvious tomorrow you would have been the next sign, the day before, which is your birthday, or, you know, day before your birthday, you're the other sign. Well, we're saying that in 24 hours of your breathing experience on Earth, you are the next sign. So you have to, even though your imprint came in at 29, tomorrow or maybe an hour, maybe 3 hours, this is when we got to get to the mathematical portion of it, how long were you physically breathing before that next constellation came in when the sun moved there? Because that has an imprint within, because it happened within 24 hours, that's for sure. So it has an imprint on your etheric physical makeup. That's a fact. So when we understand when y'all had a moon at these critical points, my moon is 0 degrees or my moon is 29 degrees, and the moon moves on average 13 degrees a day, which is about 2 degrees and some change an hour, then we need to know how long was I breathing before the moon switched zodiac signs, because that's an imprint too. And the best thing you can, the only thing you can do as an astrologer is give an interpretation based off both of them. So if it was in the middle of one sign, I'm just going to read that one sign because I know it's in that one sign. But since I know the mathematics that tomorrow the sun is going to be here, in a few hours the moon would have been here, I have to read both elements the same way. I have to read both signs because you encompass both of them. And it's not far-fetched to fathom because, remember, all 12 zodiac signs we are composed of anyway when I did the body part thing. So you being on the cusp just simply represents that you easily master these two particular signs. The key to it, though, with cusp babies is do not allow yourself to become confused because you don't know which one to give. Understand that you represent both because you really represent the whole wheel anyway. You see what I'm saying? So when you do the interpretation, look at both. But the reason I see it is because when you gave me all these generations going all the way back from there, these master numbers, and these master numbers are the repetition of one number, but more than one times, 22, 33s, 44s, and so forth, we're talking about a duality of mastership, and that's the lineage, obviously, that you come from. So you will also embody that inside of a zodiac sign. So master both of them is what your lesson is.
Ooh, okay. Hey, how can I get a detailed reading from you on that?
Man, the free ones will be we up Friday. This Friday you can call in at 12 noon. I suggest everybody call in 15 minutes early because that's the earliest you can call in. The lines are always packed, but you always get the better read, man. If you select the double dose on my astrology coach for the private consultation, but try your hand and call in Friday, man.
Okay, what time Friday?
Friday at 12 noon, East Coast
noon.
Time.
Okay. Peace, Ample.
All right, yeah, you got it, man. Peace.
Hey, yo, too.
Yo.
I need to, if you got off the top of your head, do you got the brother's number with the 444 petition, man? Yeah, I want to get with them on the properties, and I know a couple brothers that's ready to get down and, you know, yeah, so, but I need his number.
Need,
how do I contact?
I need to, you know what, let me do this. I hope my email is open. Good, it is. All right, let me do this. good looking, G-Rail. You sent me something with some Gabriella in the news. What is it? I'm in Raw. Is it? Hold on, let me see if I can find it. Or is it Ankh? All right, it's A-N-K, Ankh, A-N-K-H-M-I, A-M. ENRA, so it's Ankh Me, I'm in Ra, at live.com. ANKH, M as in Mary, I, A, M as in Mary, E, N as in Nancy, R, A, at live.com. And if you ain't get it too, just go to resolution 444, hit the contact us and whatnot, or shoot me an email, nobleinpo@gmail, and I'll send you the information as well.
All right, give thanks, honest to you.
All right, yeah, you got it, man. You got it. Peace. All right, man. I had someone else who's been waiting. Who's been waiting, man? 205, you there?
Yes.
Hey, peace. Did I come to you already?
No. Hello?
You got a question? Yeah, I'm with you. You got a question?
Yes. I'm going to make it quick, and you may have already answered my question, but I needed you to answer it directly to me. But my rising sign is in Leo. My moon is in – and my sun sign is in Leo. My moon is in Cancer, and usually I'm pretty well put together, know what's going on, know what I'm doing, know where I'm going. But lately I've been confused, not knowing, you know, whether I'm going forward or backwards, and I didn't know if maybe that had something to do with my rising being in Virgo.
Virgo rising, Mercury retrograde. Mercury rules your chart. So, yeah, Mercury comes out of retrograde today, at, like I said, at 4:08. So being Virgo rising, that planet holds dominance. So at 4:08, what you want to do is a prayer to Archangel Michael, what we all going to do. And for you, if you're, let's just say your challenge has been coming, not being clear-minded and things like that, then at that particular time, since there's a cosmic stamp that's taking place in the heavens, inject your thoughts into that particular window and ask for the clarity that you need at that particular time. And like I said, we're not out of the zone until the 27th, but things are going to start to shape up today starting at 4:08 p.m. And also, just do a little bit of research on crystals that help with mind clarity and grounding yourself as well. Tourmaline is a great grounding. So, you know, some things that you may need, you know, just to give you the clarity and the grounding aspect and whatnot. But, make a prayer at 4:08 to the Archangel Michael and clear that energy up, because it's going to start to get better today.
Okay, great. And does that apply to everybody? Well, you said that everybody has every sign anyway, so
right. So
the confusion and everything is just going on with everybody, right?
Not necessarily. Like saying everybody is mad today, and that's not necessarily true. But what is happening is there's a cosmic marking that produces frequency a little bit more. We're a little bit more susceptible to it than any other time. But it's always still about a choice. It's a conscious choice. You see what I'm saying? So everybody won't be affected in the same way. You have Virgo rising, which is ruled by Mercury. So therefore, you're going to feel it more than anybody. The Gemini is going to feel it more than any. Y'all two are the ones that are going to feel this Mercury anything, because that's the planet that rules that sign. You see what I'm saying? So you're a little bit more susceptible to it than I am.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, thank you. It was a pleasure listening to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for your support. I'm going to do three more, man, because I see I can't. 803, I'm going to come to you next, and then 919. 708, 743, what's happening?
Peace, brother.
Hey, peace. What is it, Anwar?
It's Anwar. How you doing today, man?
Man, what up? I know that voice anywhere. What's happening?
It's all good. I've been listening to your program, man. Just been kind of busy lately. You know, I had a lot of work to do with this Lawmaster stuff, man, trying to get these cases done, work on these people. But I'm trying to get information on master numbers, man, because they just flying around me day in, day out, man. You know, and I'm just trying to see if you got any type of information, books, and nothing on getting an interpretation on them.
What you got? Who popping up?
Man, all of them, man. Okay, just to give you an idea, you know, I moved, my address is 5505. But every time I'm out driving, man, I see them on plates. It'd be eights, ones, threes, twos, nines, sixes. It'd be all of them.
So you everywhere.
It's just all of them.
All right. So start with Doreen Virtue's information that deal with numbers, man. Some of that stuff, I mean, lots of stuff is online for free. You know what I mean? If you just type in 333 master number or 333 angel number or something, and Doreen Virtue stuff will pop up. So start right there and just make a correspondence or something. Yeah, because you everywhere now. So you know. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Gus, appreciate you.
Cool. Okay, yeah, and you got it, man. Can you post it?
All right, take care.
All right, beloved, peace. Uh, 803, you there?
What up?
Hey, what's happening?
Hello? I'm good.
Yo.
How about you?
Man, I'm good, beloved.
Hello?
What's good with you? Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, man, you were talking that knowledge this morning about the rising signs, and my rising sign is Pisces, so you know the whole story with me being born in St. Charles, got married, moved to St. Mark, now seeing dishes, and I always was attracted to spiritual things. And with my, like I said, with my rising sign being a water sign, and I was born in a water sign, my mom named me Kelvin, which is a means water, or great water. And like I said, it's not a coincidence with my son. He was getting in trouble in school. He got in 3 fights in 1 week. And I was like, okay, what's going on? So I pulled his chart. His rising sign is Aries.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, okay. I understand. Now I have to channel that energy from the Minka riding, football, and he loved wrestling.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, that just popped up. So now it explains where that's coming from and what that really means. And like I said, I just appreciate you for everything because, like I said, you are answering giving answers to questions I had for years about why this is this way or why I'm this. And because I was telling my friend, I knew I lived in a past life. I knew I wasn't a pharaoh, but I knew I was a priest. So I was just that connection, that spirituality. And let me see, I go back and look at my sin. I say, okay, it's fine. So I understand why now. So like I said, I just want to take my hats off to you and you and everybody else who really got me on my spiritual path. I mean, I've been on it, but y'all answer questions for me, so I appreciate it.
Oh, man, we appreciate you and the work, man. Definitely, man. Definitely appreciate you, man. So keep me posted, man.
And,
you know, we're here, man.
Yeah, and I was looking at my chart, which is funny. My your ascendant is Cancer. That's my birth sign, and Aquarius is on my 12th house, which is Pisces, which is my ascendant.
Right. That method, when you do that, you start to understand. Obviously, you start to understand the connection, how people trigger you, and what they said in your life. Keep doing that. That's how you understand that what the relationship should be about.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to get like you guys. I'm getting there. I'm telling you, I'm
getting
there.
You're already there, man.
You
already got it. I got
you 919. Yeah, you already answered my question.
Okay. All right. My switchboard bugging. All right, so this might be the last one right here. 337-940, what's happening?
Oh, hey, this is Naima. You got me already.
Okay, I got you. Okay, cool. So good. I'm on my job. That's what's up. All right. I think I see the prime minister over there. Hey, Ju, you there?
Yo, what up?
Yeah, everybody, hit the website up. I don't know. This thing bugger said 90 seconds. I know I got more than 90 seconds. Oh, no, I don't. I only set it for what? 2 hours? All right, yeah. Hit the website up, man. Like I said, the Prime Minister will be up on the 24th, man, on the Spirit of Film. Click the events tab up. Me and Keisha up this Friday for free reading, so call in about 15 minutes early. Go ahead, Prime Minister. 60 seconds, but you
man,
can get OT
in about 10,
in about 10 minutes, everybody get over to hiphopastrology.com, man. It's hiphopastrology.com. I got a super, super piece on DMX and why he's going through what he's going through. This is a must read. So everybody get over to Hip Hop Astrology in about 10 minutes. I have it posted. We got plenty of other things over there, though, that you can go read and get informed on. That's it, man.
All right, that's what it is, man. So I'll see y'all this week, man. If you need help, man, just if you can, just if you need the one-on-one, go for one of the consultations, because like I said, I already know Friday this line is going to be jam-packed. So I'm back. Me and Keisha live on that double dose, bro. Best value you can get, two reads for the price of one, and so much stuff going on, man. So just stay abreast, and I'll get with y'all at the end of the week. Peace.